今天的题目是神审判的焦点。
The title for today is The Focus of God's Judgment.
经文是启示帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章第六节到第十二节。
The passage is from 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verses 6 to 12.
请大家打开圣经，帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章第六节。
Please open up your Bible to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 6.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章第六节，神既是公义的，就必将患难报应那加患难给你们的人，也必使你们这受患难的人与我们同得平安。那时主耶稣同他有能力的天使从天上在火焰中显现，要报应那些不认识神和不听从我们主耶稣福音的人，他们要受刑罚，就是永远沉沦，离开主的面和他全能的荣光。这正是主降临要在他圣徒的身上得荣耀，又在一切信的人身上显为稀奇的那日子。我们对你们所做的见证你们也信了，因此我们常为你们祷告，愿我们的神看你们配得过所蒙的召，又用大能成就你们一切所羡慕的良善和一切因信心所做的功夫，叫我们主耶稣的名在你们身上得荣耀，你们也在他身上得荣耀，都照着我们的神并主耶稣基督的恩。
For after all, it is only just for God to repay with affliction those who afflict you, and to give relief to you who are afflicted, and to us as well, when the Lord Jesus will be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, dealing out retribution to those who do not know God and to those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. These will pay the penalty of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power when he comes to be glorified in his saints on that day and to be marveled at among all who have believed, for our testimony to you was believed. To this end also we pray for you always,that our God will count you worthy of your calling and fulfill every desire for goodness and the work of faith with power, so that the name of our Lord Jesus will be glorified in you and you in him according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们基督徒受迫害不止发生在保罗的时代。
Christians undergoing persecution did not only happen during Paul's time.
那么今天世界各地有不少的基督徒因为信仰的缘故受到迫害。
Today, many Christians, because of their faith, continue to be persecuted.
那么中国有不少家庭教会的牧师、传道跟领袖。
There are many leaders, pastors of house churches.
那么因为他们的信仰跟福音的缘故，他们受到被政府拘捕。
Because of their faith and the gospel, they were arrested by the government.
关在监牢里面。
And imprisoned.
那么最近在这个贵州的这个贵州的一个贵阳的一个城市。
And recently in 贵州贵阳city.
有一位教会的牧师被政府抓了。
There's a leader who was arrested by the government.
然后教会被政府罚款700万人民币。
The church leader was arrested and the church was fined
seven million 人民币等于北京100万 equal to $1 million. Okay.什么原因
What's the reason?
因为政府说从教会开始到他们现在他们向信徒收了这么多的奉献。
The reason is that the government said, well, you have collected this much offering from the beginning of the church till now.
但是教会没有办法付这笔钱。
But the church cannot pay this amount.
那他们已经把这些钱花在教会的事工上，还有教会的教堂。
They've already spent this money on the church building and on the church ministry.
所以政府就充公他们的教堂。
So, the government just took the building.
因为他们知道这个教堂它的价值超过700万人民币。
And because they know the worth of the building is more than 7 million 人民币。
所以生活在这个伊斯兰教国家的基督徒。
And for those Christians living in Muslim countries.
那么同样的面对到这个极端回教极端分子的这个迫害。
And they're persecuted by the Islamic radicals.
那么在中东跟非洲的一些国家。
In the Middle East and Africa, in many countries there.
那么有不少的基督徒受到这个极端分子的攻击还有杀害。
There are many Christians who are persecuted and killed by the radical.
那么好多年前在马来西亚有一位伊斯兰教徒他听了福音信了耶稣。
And years ago in Malaysia, there was a Muslim who heard the gospel and believed in Christ.
因为他所做的决定。
Because of his decision.
那么受到宗教法庭带来给他很多的麻烦。
He was brought to much trouble through the religious court.
然后甚至受到这个迫害。
And was persecuted.
那么他向这个联邦政府法院申诉，要把他的信仰从他的身份证把他拿掉。
And he tried to take it to court to remove the label of Muslim from his ID card.
但是后来被法庭拒绝了。
But was rejected.
那么世界各地有很多的基督徒。
And throughout the country, there's throughout the world, there are many Christians.
包括这帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒。
Including the believers in Thessalonica.
因为自己的信仰。
Because of their faith.
得到不公平的待遇。
They were unjustly treated.
被迫害，甚至失去了自己的生命。
They're persecuted even to the point of losing their lives.
那么从世人的眼光来看，基督徒好像不幸的一群。
And from the world's perspective, Christian seems like an unfortunate lot.
但是从神的话语来看。
But from God's words.
神有他的旨意和他的安排。
God has his will and his plan.
那么根据今天早上我们所看的这段经文。
And according to the passage that we read this morning.
那么时候到了神必施行他的审判。
When the time comes, God will execute his judgment.
那么从今天早上我们所看这段经文，神的审判的焦点一共有四方面。
And if we look at today's passage, God has four points in the focus of His judgment.
那么第一点就是神将会按照他的公义来审判。
First is God will judge according to His justice.
那么第二点，神会按照他的时间施行他的审判。
And God will bring about judgment according to His justice.To his time.
然后第三点就是审判所带来的后果。
And thirdly is the consequence of the judgment.
那么最后是保罗说佩德所过蒙召的。
And finally, Paul talks about being worthy of being the calling.
所以审判的焦点，首先让我们来看第一点。
So let's look at the first point of focus of God's judgment.
神会按照他的公义来审判。
God would judge according to his justice.
就好像第六节到第七节这么说。
Just as in verses 6 and 7 it says.
我神是既是公义的，就必将患难报应那加患难给他给你们的人，也必使你们这受患难的人与我们同得平安。
For after all, it is only just for God to repay with affliction those who afflict you, and to give relief to you who are afflicted and to us as well.
那么这段经文说时间到了。
This passage says that when the time comes,
那么神将会按他的公义来审判这些迫害基督徒的人。
That God would judge those who afflict the Christians justly.
那么同时他也会使这些受患难的基督徒得到从神而来的平安。
And for those who have been afflicted, the Christians who have been afflicted, they will receive peace from him.
所以平安这两个字在英文圣经里面翻译成 relief.
And this is relief.
啊，也就是缓解的意思。
So God will bring relief.
所以当主耶稣再来的时候，他将会使他们脱离啊这个审判所带来的灾祸。
And so when judgment comes, God will enable them to be away from the result of the judgment.
而进入神为他们所预备的一个永恒的国度里面。
And enter a eternal kingdom which God has prepared for them.
我们神是一位有怜悯、有慈爱的神。
God is a God of mercy and love.
但是他也是一位公义的神。
But he is also a just God.
我在《申命记》第32章第四节说。
And Deuteronomy 32:4 it says.
他是磐石，他的作为完全，他所行的无不公平，是诚实。无为的神又公义又正直。
The rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are just. A God of faithfulness and without injustice, righteous and upright is he.
我们因着神是公义的神。
And because God is a just God.
他会使到那些在地上行不公义事情的人得到他们的报应。
He will repay those who do unrighteous things here on earth.
那么有一天神的审判将会临到他们的身上。
And one day God's justice and judgment will come upon them.
那么世界上有很多不公平的事情。
Throughout the world, there's many injustice.
一般的人都希望自己得到公平的待遇。
Most people want a just treatment from others.
那么甚至小孩子也会说 ,it is not fair.
Even kids talk about it's not fair.
那么当我们受到迫害的时候。
And we're persecuted.
那么圣经教导我们不要以报应的方法来抵挡我们的敌人。
And the Bible teaches not to take vengeance towards our enemies.
但却教导我们要以爱来对待这些迫害我们的人。
But teaches us to use love to treat those who persecute us.
所以在罗马书第12章第19节保罗这么说。
So in Romans 12:19, Paul says,
亲爱的弟兄们不要自己伸冤宁可让步。听凭主怒，因为经上记着主说：“伸冤在我，我必报应。”
Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine; I will repay," says the Lord.
因为神是公义的神，他必会对付那些迫害基督徒的人。
Because God is a just God, He will deal with those who persecute Christians.
那么人在世上所作所为，在审判的日子将会。得到公正的审判。
All that we do, people do here on earth will be judged justly on that day.
我们神是有怜悯、有慈爱的神。
God is the God of mercy and love.
我们在两千年前的时候，他赐下他的独生子。
And 2,000 years ago, he gave his only son.
为了世人钉在十字架上。
And to be nailed to the cross for the sake of men.
赔上了世人的罪。
And to pay the penalty of sin.
那么使相信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生的生命。
So that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life.
因着神的爱还有他的怜悯。
And because of God's love and his mercy.
他不愿有一个人沉沦。
He does not desire anyone to perish.
乃是人人都悔改，得到这个救恩。
But that everyone will repent and receive salvation.
那么但是因着神是公义的神。
But because God is a just God,
我们拒绝他的人必须要得到他的审判。
Those who reject him will receive the judgment.
所以在后书第一章第八节这么说。
So in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 8 it says,
要报应那不认识神和那不听从我们主耶稣福音的人。
Dealing out retribution to those who do not know God and to those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus.
那些不认识神的人
those who do not know God,
那些不听从主耶稣福音的人
those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus,
那些迫害基督徒的人
and those who persecute Christians,
将会得到神公义的审判
will receive God's just judgment.
至于那些在神国度里面受苦的人
And for those who are afflicted in the kingdom of God,
那么圣经告诉我们，他们将会得到从神而来的平安。
The Bible tells us that they will receive relief from God.
然后虽然身在这个苦难当中，他们仍然有神的平安。
And even in the midst of the persecution, they have God's peace.
因为知道将来必与神永远的同在。
Because they know they will forever be with God in the future.
然后除此之外，他们也知道世上的罪恶将会得到公正的审判。
Besides that, they know that the sin of this world will be justly judged.
那么这个是今天的题目，神审判的焦点的第一点。
And this is the first focus point of God's judgment.
那么神审判的焦点第二点。
And the second point.
那么神会按他的时间施行他的审判。
God will execute his judgment according to his time.
神的审判什么时候会到来？
God's judgment, when will it come?
那么根据第七节、第八节，他将会在主耶稣来的时候临到。
And according to verses 7 and 8, it will come when Jesus comes.
那时主耶稣同他有能力的天使从天上的火焰中显现，要报应那不认识神和那不听从耶稣福音的人。
When the Lord Jesus will be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, dealing out retribution to those who do not know God and to those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus.
所以主耶稣来的时候有两个时间。
So there's two times when Jesus will be revealed.
他第一次来的时候，他会把所有得救的人提到天上去。
The first time he comes, he will receive all the believers.
那么他第二次来的时候是在大灾难的时候。
And the second time.
那么他会在这个就是荣耀显现这个tribulation。然后第二次来的时候，他会以这有能力的天使从天上在火焰中显现。
And the second time he comes will be at the time of tribulation, and he will appear with glory of the angels.
我在审在降临审判将降临在那些不信的人和那些迫害基督徒的人身上。
And judgment will come on those who do not believe and who have persecuted Christians.
那么今天有不少迫害基督徒的人没有得到神的审判。
And today there are many people who persecute Christians, yet they are not judged.
他们行邪恶的事情。
They do evil things.
他们迫害基督徒。
They persecute Christians.
但是他们的生活还很顺利。
Yet their lives go on smoothly.
然后反而那些为主受苦的人却受这么大的苦难。
Instead, those who suffer for Christ continue to suffer.
然后虽然今生这些人没有得到这个审判。
Even though today these evildoers have not been judged.
但是圣经说，当主耶稣再来的时候，他们将会得到神公正的审判。
But the Bible says that when Christ comes again, they will be judged.
然后神也有可能会在今生一些人今生施行他的审判。
But sometimes God does execute his judgment now.
比如说法老王迫害这些以色列人。
For instance, Pharaoh persecuted the Israelites.
那么神的审判降临在这个埃及还有法老王自己的身上。
And God's judgment came upon Egypt and on Pharaoh.
当这个哈曼他要组建要消灭所有的犹太人的时候。
When Haman had the plan to destroy all Israelites.
那么神把他还有他的儿子全部都消灭掉。
Instead, God destroyed Haman and his sons.
还有这个大理由士王的顾问强迫这个王把但以理丢在这个狮子坑里面。
And the people, the leaders under King Darius wanted to throw Daniel into the lion's den.
但是最后他们自己却被丢在狮子坑里面。
Instead, later on, they themselves were thrown into the lion's den.
所以神有可能在今生审判那些迫害基督徒和行不公义事情的人。
So sometimes God executes his judgment here and now.
但是最终神将会在主耶稣来的时候施行他的审判。
But ultimately when Jesus comes again, God will execute his judgment.
所以当神施行他的审判的时候。
So when God executes his judgment.
那么圣经告诉我们主耶稣将会以他有能力的天使在火焰中显现。
And, And the Bible tells us that Jesus will be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in the flame.
因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响。
For the Lord himself would descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God.
所以主耶稣再来的时候，不只有这个响声。
So, not only will there be the sound when Jesus comes again.
他会在这个火焰中显现。
He will appear in the flaming fire.
所以神最终的审判，这个跟这个火是有密切的关系。
And God's final judgment has close relationship with fire.
那么当神在挪亚的时代审判这个世界的时候
，When God judged the world during the time of Noah.
他是以这个洪水来消灭这个世界。
He used flood to destroy the world.
但是第二次审判到来的时候。
But when the second judgment comes,
神将会以火来把这个地消灭掉。
God will use fire to destroy the world.
所以这个审判跟挪亚时代的审判大有不同。
And so this judgment is different from the judgment of the time of Noah.
因为神将会把这个地以烈火消灭。
Because God will use fire to destroy the whole world.
而把得救的人从这个地上移到这个新天新地。
And to take all those who believe to the new heaven and new earth.
我们在旧约圣经里面，当神显现的时候，是以这个火焰来显现。
And the Old Testament, when God appeared, He appeared in the midst of fire.
所以当神呼召摩西到埃及去，把以色列人领出来的时候。
So when God called Moses to lead the Israelites out.
那么他是在一棵燃烧不尽。燃烧不尽的一棵小树向摩西显现。
He appeared in a burning bush to Moses.
我们四十年以色列人在这个旷野漂流。
And for 40 years as the Israelites wandered in the desert.
然后他是在夜间以这个火柱来显现。
At night he appeared as a pillar of fire.
所以在生命记第四章第十二节这么说。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 12 it says,
耶和华从火焰中对你们说话，你们只听见声音，却没有看见形象。
Then the Lord spoke to you from the midst of the fire. You heard the sound of words, but you saw no form, only a voice.
然后在四章二十四节，因为耶和华你们的神乃是烈火，是祭邪的神。
In chapter 4 verse 24, For the Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God.
所以这个火是代表神的圣洁。
So this fire represents God's holiness.
然后除去这个邪恶还有不公义的事情。
It removes all the evil and all the unrighteous things.
而当神的审判临到的时候。
And when God's judgment comes,
那么主耶稣将会在这个火焰中显现。
God will appear in the midst of burning fire.
他会以这个火来消除这个世界。
And he will destroy the world with fire.
就如彼得后书第三章第十节这么说。
Just as 2 Peter 3:10 says,
有行职的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
And the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burnt up.
这个不是普通的火，圣经说是烈火。
This is not a normal fire, as Bible tells us, it's an intense heat.
能够把所有的东西都消化。
That can burn up everything.
然后主耶稣再来的时候，有能力的天使将会与他一起到来。
And when Jesus comes, he's going to appear with mighty angels.
因为这些天使将会施行神的审判。
Because these angels will execute God's judgment.
所以根据启示录第十五章第一节说。
According to Revelation chapter 15 verse 1 it says,
我又看见在天上有异象大而且奇，就是七位天使掌管为了的气灾，因为神的大怒在这气灾中发尽了。
Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels who had seven plagues, which are the last, because in them the wrath of God is finished.
那这节经文说，神会使用天使把这些灾难降在地上。
And the Bible tells us that God will use angels to send these plagues to the world.
那神的怒气是公义的。
God's wrath is just.
因为他的公义是他的审判是公义的。
Because his judgment is just.
一切在地上行不公义事情的人将会得到他们的报应。
All those who do injustice here in this world will receive their just due.
所以在一章八节说，要报应那不认识神和那不听从我们主耶稣福音的人。
So in chapter 1 verse 8 it says, dealing out retribution to those who do not know God and to those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus.
所以所有不听福音、抵挡福音的人将会得到他们的报应。
So for everyone who does not listen to the gospel, who are opposed to the gospel, will receive their just retribution.
神审判的这个焦点第三点。
And the third focus point of God's judgment.
就按照今天的大纲是审判所带来的后果。
And just as according to today's outline, it's the consequence of God's judgment.
神的审判将会带来很严重的后果。
God's judgment will bring about very severe consequence.
所以在第九节到第十节这么说。
So in verses 9 and 10 it says,
他们要受刑罚就是永远沉沦离开主的面和他们他全能的荣光，这正是主降临要在他圣徒身上得荣耀，又在一切信的人身上显为稀奇的那日子。我们对你们做见证，你们也信了。
These will pay the penalty of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power.When he comes to be glorified in his saints on that day, and to be marveled at among all who have believed, for our testimony to you was believed.
那么从这两节经文里面，我们看到两个后果。
And from these two verses, we see two consequences.
那么对于那些不信的人
，for those who do not believe，
或者包括那些迫害基督徒的人
，which includes those who persecute Christians。
那么他们所得到的刑罚
，and the what they will receive.
那么就是永远的沉沦与神隔绝。
It's a penalty of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord.
然后对于那些信耶稣的人
and for those who believe,
神将会在他们的身上得到荣耀。
God will receive glory in them.
所以在审判的日子到来的时候，我们看到两群人。
So when the time of judgment comes, we see there are two groups of people.
一群是那些信耶稣得救的人。
One group is those who believe in Jesus and have been saved.
另外一群是那些不信耶稣的人。
And the other side is those who do not believe.
那么当主耶稣在马太福音第25章谈到这个审判到来的时候。
And when Jesus talks about the time of judgment in Matthew chapter 25.
他说万民都要聚集在他面前。他要把他们分辨出来，好像牧羊的分辨绵羊绵羊山羊一般，把绵羊安置在右边，山羊安置在左边。
All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them from one another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, and he will put the sheep on his right and the goats on the left.
然后在34节，他继续说，以是王要向右边的说。你们这蒙我父赐福的，可以承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。
Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world."
那么至于在那些左边的，主耶稣对他们说。
And then he will also say to those on his left,
王又要向左边的说。你们这被咒诅的人离开我进入那为魔鬼和他使者所预备的永火里去。
Depart from me, accursed ones, into the eternal fire which has been prepared for the devil and his angels.
所以主耶稣所说的这个比喻描述到人子坐在这个宝座上。
So the parable that Jesus told described as the Son of Man is sitting on the throne.
然后万民都坐在在他的前面
and all people are gathered before him.
然后他把人分成两组
and he separate people into two groups.
好像牧羊人把羊群分开一样
just as a shepherd separates out the flock.
他把这个绵羊分在右边
he put the sheep on his right.
然后把这个山羊分开在左边
and the goat on his left.
然后被分开在右边的绵羊将会承受神为他们所预备那个永恒的国度。
And those on his right will receive the kingdom which was prepared.
然后被分开在左边的山羊将会受到咒诅。
And the goats on his left will be accursed.
而且进入为魔鬼和他使者所预备的那个永恒的火湖里面。
And enter into the eternal fire which has been prepared for the devil and his angels.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻里面所描述的这个审判是指在这个启示录第二十章所描述的那个审判。
And so what the judgment that Jesus is describing here is also described in Revelation chapter 20.
也就是那个白色大宝座前的审判。
And that is the judgment before the great white throne.
所有死去的人，无论是大或者小。
All those who have passed away, whether big or small.
他们必须要站在这个白色大宝座前的审判。
They must stand before the great white throne.
然后圣经告诉我们那个案件展开还有这个生命册。
And so the Bible tells us that, the book of life will be opened.
然后死去的人必须凭着这个案件来做受他们的审判。
And they will be judged according to what's written.
所以在启示录二十章第十四节到第十五节这么说。
Then in Revelation chapter 20 verses 14 and 15 it says,
他说死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。若有人名字没有记在生命册上的，他就被扔在这个火湖里面。
Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire.
所以当一个人离开这个世界，他不是完全的消失掉。
So when a person departs from this world, it's not completely annihilated.
某一个人生下来是一个永恒的被造物。
When a person is born, he is an eternal creature.
那么虽然他死了，但是他的灵魂仍然的存在。
Even though he dies, his spirit continues.
因为圣经告诉我们，当审判的日子到来的时候，所有死去的人都从死里复活过来。
Because the Bible teaches that when at the end, all the dead will be will come alive again.
面对这个审判。
And face the judgment.
那么信耶稣得救的人，圣经告诉我们，他们必须要在这个基督台前受审判。
And the Bible tells us that those who believe will be judged before Christ.
然后不信耶稣的人将会在这个白色大宝座前受神的审判。
And those who do not believe will be judged before the great white throne.
圣经告诉我们，他的后果就是被扔在这个火湖里面。
And the Bible tells us that the consequence is being thrown into the lake of fire.
如果你还没有信耶稣的话，
If you have not yet believed,
如果你还没有接受耶稣成为你个人的救主，
If you have not received Christ as your personal Savior,
我恳求你深深的思考你将来的归宿。
I ask that you seriously consider your eternal future.
每一个人只有两条路可以选择。
There are only two choices.
一条就是永生的路。
One is eternal path.
那么另外一条就是这个火湖的路，也就是地狱的路。
And the other one is the path to hell, which is the lake of fire.
因为圣经告诉我们，有一天神将会来审判这个世界。
Because the Bible tells us that one day God will judge the world.
我们在挪亚时代的时候，神以这个洪水来消灭这个世界。
And during the time of Noah, God used a flood to destroy the world.
然后当主耶稣再来的时候，他将会以火来消灭这个世界。
And when Jesus comes again, he's going to use fire to destroy the world.
那些不信耶稣的人，那些迫害基督徒的人，
those who do not believe in Jesus, those who persecute Christians,
他们必会得到他们的报应。
They will receive their just retribution.
然后至于那些为神国受苦的人，
and for those who suffer for the kingdom of God,
那么神要在他们的身上得荣耀。
God will receive glory from them.
他们将会得到神所赐给他们的生命。
They will receive the life from God.
那种福分，圣经告诉我们，他们将会得到感到大稀奇。
And they will be amazed and surprised at the blessings that they receive.
因为在那时，他们神将会为那些爱他的人预备从来没有想象过的。
Because God will prepare for them what the, cannot be imagined.
所以这个神审判的焦点，
So the focus point of God's judgment,
那么第一，神会以他的公义来施行他的审判。
When God will use His judgment, His justice.
那么第二点，神会按照他的时间施行他的审判。
Secondly, God has His timing.
那么第三点，我们看到就是这个审判所带来的后果。
Thirdly, is the consequence of the judgment.
然后第四点就是配得过所蒙召的。
And fourthly, it's to be worthy of the call.
那么既然我们知道神会来审判这个世界，
Since we know that God will judge the world,
我们应当怎么做？
What should we do?
所以在第十一节到十二节这么说。
So in verses 11 and 12 it says,
因此，请注意，保罗说，因此你们应当这样做。
To this end also, we pray for you always.
保罗说，因此我们常为你们祷告，愿我们的神看你们配得过所蒙召的。
To this end, we pray for you always that our God will count you worthy of your calling.
又用大能成就你们一切所羡慕的良善和一切因信心所做的功夫。
And fulfill every desire of goodness and the work of faith with power.
叫我们主耶稣的名在你们身上得荣耀，你们也要在他身上得荣耀，都照着我们的神必主耶稣基督的恩。
So that the name of our Lord Jesus will be glorified in you and you in him according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以保罗祷告恳求神。
So Paul prayed and asked God.
然后信徒配得这个所蒙的召。
That the believers would be worthy of their calling.
那么所谓配得神所蒙的召是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to be worthy of your calling?
也就是在这里说，在我们的生活里面过一个蒙神喜悦的一个生命。
That is in our lives that we live a life that's pleasing to God.
所以保罗在这个后书第章第五节已经说过。
So Paul already said in chapter 1 verse 5.
这正是神公义审判的明证，叫你们可算配得神的国，你们就是为这国受苦。
This is a plain indication of God's righteous judgment so that you will be considered worthy of the kingdom of God for which indeed you are suffering.
所以在以弗所书第四章第一节保罗也说过。
So in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1 Paul said,
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当以蒙召的恩相称。
Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called.
那么既然神的审判会到来，
And since God's judgment will come,
我们应当如何做人？
How should we live?
彼得后书第三章第十节到第十一节说，
In 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 10 to 11 it says,
但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有响声废去，有行职的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat.
那么这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人应当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔？
And the earth and its works will be burned up.Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness?
所以彼得在这边说，我们应当过一个圣洁而敬虔的生命。
So Peter exhorts us to live a holy and godly life.
如果我们要配得神的蒙召，
If we're to be worthy of God's calling,
我们必须要借着神的大能来过这个圣洁和敬虔的生活。
We ought to, by the great power of God, to live in holy conduct and godliness.
然后上次我已经谈过这个什么是一个配得神国度的一个生命。
And I already mentioned last time what is a life that's worthy of the calling. Of
如果你还记得的话，
if you still remember,
一个配得过神国的生命，第一点就是我们在对神的信心一定要成长。
And to be worthy of God's kingdom, our faith must be growing.
我们对人的爱心必须要增加。
Our love for others must increase.
而且我们在 患难中我们应当存有这个忍耐的心。
And we need to have persecution through, perseverance through, difficulties.
所以当我们过一个配得神国的生命的时候。
So when we live a life that's worthy of God's kingdom.
我们主耶稣的名将会在我们的身上得到荣耀。
God's name will be glorified in us.
神的审判是肯定的。
God's judgment is sure.
那些不信耶稣的人，那些迫害基督徒的人，将会得到他们的报应。
Those who do not believe in Jesus, those who persecute Christians will receive their just retribution.
神的审判将要到来，给我们什么一个警告
？And what kind of warning ought we take because of God's upcoming judgment?
对于那些不信耶稣的人，他们将会得到这个报应。
For those who do not believe, they will receive the retribution.
但是对于那些信耶稣得救的人
，For those who believe and have received salvation,
那个警告就是我们必须要过一个配得神国的生命。
The warning is that we ought to live a life worthy of God's kingdom.
让我们安静在神的面前，用一点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let us be quiet, before God and meditate on today's message.
神的审判的到来是肯定的。
It is a sure thing of God's judgment.
但是我们是否有做好准备？
Are we ready?
让我们在神的面前审查自己。
Let us examine ourselves before God.
求神帮助我们不要在沉睡当中。
And ask God to help us not to be asleep.
如果你还没有接受耶稣成为你个人的救主的话
If you have not yet received Jesus as your personal Savior,
我邀请你来打开你的心门来接受耶稣
I invite you to open up your heart to receive Jesus.
因为审判有一天将会到来
Because judgment will come one day.
只有两条路可以走。
There are only two paths.
一条就是永生的路。
One is the path to eternal life.
另外就是那个地狱的路。
And the other path is to hell.
但是至于那些已经得救的人。
But for those who already have received salvation.
我在神的面前劝勉你们。
I urge you in Christ.
过一个配得神国的生命
To live a life worthy of God's kingdom.
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, please help us.
求你向我们说话。
Please speak to us.
求你帮助我们在我们的身里面警醒的等待。
Please help us to be watchful and waiting.
过一个蒙你喜悦的生命
and live a life that's pleasing to you.
求主怜悯我们
Please have mercy on us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求
We pray this in Jesus' name.